Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, I personally know some people who seem successful. Why are some people lucky and others not?
Well, it's not luck. There's things you can do to be a real success. From a spiritual perspective, in 1 Corinthians 13:8, we read that love never fails. Hence, attaining love is success. Now, I'd like to read something that the Apostle Peter was inspired to write about how to attain Philadelphia, and that is brotherly love. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, New King James, starting in verse 3. Because his divine power was given to us through the knowledge of him who called us. Verse 5. For this very reason, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, the virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, the self-control perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. If you do these things and abound, you will not be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. If you do these things, you won't stumble, and an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, Apostle Peter's showing us how to be a real success. And there are many things that can help us do it, but you might notice he mentioned knowledge a couple of times. And the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 10 says, wisdom brings success. So the right knowledge and its use, wisdom, brings success. And true education helps lead to that.
Does a church help one acquire this true education that leads to success?
Yeah, the Apostle Paul was inspired to write Ephesians 4 that Jesus gave himself some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, some hierarchy, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. So the saints are supposed to support the work. So we won't be tossed by every trickery of men, but speaking the truth in love, being joined together, every part doing its part, causes the growth of the body for the edifying of self in love. And so, saying basically, proper hierarchical church government provides true education. Now, last century, in a booklet called The Seven Laws of Success, the late Herbie W. Armstrong wrote, if you arrive at success in life, you have to set the right goal. And then comes preparation to get that goal. Second law of success in time sequence is education and preparation. How can we accomplish some purpose if we don't know, have the know-how? Because one of the things we know about life is that humans don't use instinct like animals do. You know, animals have a certain advantage over us. They don't have minds like we do. But you know, they can be taught to do certain tricks. But they don't have the knowledge to perceive truth from error, to employ the will. They can't develop moral and spiritual character. But humans, not so much. It's not as easy for us. We've got to learn and be taught. We've got to learn to walk, study, be educated, be prepared what we want to do. And so we have to have the right goal and then to learn the right way to get there and to train for it. Many people don't have the right goal, he says, and that they neglect specialized education to get there. So that's what he wrote. Now, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 17, starting in verse 14, that about kings, when you have a king, he sits on the throne, he'll write a copy of the book of the law. He's going to read it every day and obey the commandments, so he doesn't turn from it, so I'll prolong his days in his kingdom.
Those verses seem to apply to an ancient king of Israel. How do they apply to us today?
Well, because it says in the book of Revelation that we're supposed to be kings and priests. We're going to have happen to us. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and Revelation 5, verse 10. And kings and priests need education and training to properly do those jobs. Kings are to rule, and priests are to make wise judgments. Now, you don't have to have formal education to be educated in true knowledge. I mentioned the ministry before. In Acts chapter 8, God told Philip to go to a certain place, and he saw this man from Ethiopia, this eunuch. He was reading Isaiah, he didn't understand it. And Philip was told to go talk to him. And so he said to him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" He said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Then Philip opened his mouth, beginning with this scripture, and he preached Jesus to him. Okay? So that's part of the thing. We need teachers now, but also in the millennium, it teaches us in Isaiah chapter 30, starting verse 20, quote, "Yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes will see your teachers, and your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, wherever you turn to the right or whenever you go to the left."
Who are these teachers of the future millennium?
Oh, those teachers are the resurrected Christians. So the more you're educated in the ways of God, the better you'll be able to teach. You know, the Bible says even kids are supposed to be taught. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child the way he should go. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7. These words I command you shall be in your heart. You'll teach them diligently to your children. Talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and you lie down, you rise up. Now, in addition to moral and biblical instructions, in this world, as much as possible, people need to learn how to read, write, understand basic mathematics. And my wife, I, my two older sons, by the way, we do have university college education and degrees. Of course, in this age of woke colleges and universities, you know, caution's advised. For some, technical school training may be better or vocational training. And don't think, well, because Jesus might come back in within a decade or so, you don't need to be educated. Look, if you're young, you might end up living into the millennium. Your education might benefit you then. If you're older, your spiritual education could be used in many ways. You know, the Bible in Acts chapter 17 talks about the brethren in Berea. They were more diligent than others. They're more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures with all readiness to find out if things were so. So they were trying to learn. You know, Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3, 17 and 18 that we don't want to be led away by the error of the wicked, but we're to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Furthermore, in 1 Peter 3, 15, Peter wrote, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense." That means answer to everyone who asks you for a reason of the hope that's in you, with meekness and fear. Well, you can't be ready to give an answer if you're not prepared. And while that ability is needed in all ages, in these end times, there's a prophecy in Daniel chapter 11, verse 33, that says, "The people who understand shall instruct many." Now, the old Radio Church of God taught this as well. And it says, this prophecy concerns God's church. They wrote that in 1960.
In Daniel, it said that they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Does this imply that there are also some among the people that don't understand?
Sadly, yes. Many have forgotten that prophecy, or at least what to do about it, even though that should be fulfilled, I think, within the next decade or so. But Paul ran into the same issues in his day with Christians. Ephesians 5:12, he wrote, "Though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone else to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You've come to need milk and not solid food." So Paul was disappointed that the Christian he was communicating with hadn't grown more in knowledge. Again, we're supposed to be able to be teachers. You know, in Isaiah 43:10, it says we're supposed to be witnesses. And in Acts 5:29, I'll read this from AFV. Peter said to the people who arrested him, "We are obligated to obey God rather than men." And Jesus was raised up to be a prince and savior, to give repentance and remission from sins. And he says, we are witness of those things, as is also the Holy Spirit, which God has given to those who obey him. So how can Philadelphian Christians be witnesses, take action, instruct many if they're not prepared?
Well, so far, God has given us some good pointers on how to get prepared. Does he have any more pointers?
Well, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will assist. Okay. Matthew 10, starting verse 18. You'll be brought before governors and kings for my sake, a testimony to them, the Gentiles. But when they deliver, you have to speak. Don't worry about how you should speak. It'll be given to you that hour what you should speak. For it's not you who speaks, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Also, talked about this in Mark 13, verse 9 through 11. Watch out for yourself. They're going to deliver you up. You're going to give a testimony. Gospel must be first preached. They're going to arrest you, deliver you up. Don't worry or premeditate what you're going to speak. Whatever is given to you in that hour, speak. For it's not you who speaks, but the Holy Spirit.
Will God do all the speaking for us?
No. The Holy Spirit will bring to mind things you've studied and will assist you with your wording. Because Jesus also said, this is John 14, AFV, starting verse 25. I've spoken these things to you while I'm yet present with you. But when the Comforter comes, even the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, that one shall teach you all things and shall bring to your remembrance everything I've told you. So you've got to be prepared, as the Apostle Peter wrote, to be able to give answers to those who ask. It's got to be brought back to you. Now, the Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, said, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the old King James, by the way, said the same thing, but said, instead of being diligent, said, study to show yourself approved. Well, it's the word of God that we need to study diligently. And that includes not only reading the Bible, paying attention to sermons, but also reading church literature. One of the reasons is that parts of the Bible aren't always easy to understand. As Peter points out, 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 14. Says, therefore, brethren, looking forward to those things, be diligent. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom was given to him, is written to you. As also in his epistles, speaking in them of these things, which are in some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist their own destruction, as they do the rest of the scriptures. Notice Peter says one is to be diligent so one will not be moved by untaught and unstable people. Well, you're supposed to be a taught person, educated person. And Paul wrote, 1 Corinthians 4, starting verse 4, I thank my God always concerning you, for the grace was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and knowledge. So we need to be enriched in knowledge. And if you are, God might use you, not just for friends, but potentially to instruct many, as prophesied in Daniel chapter 11, verse 33. And possibly, let's go to Luke's account, Luke 21, starting in verse 12. Jesus said, possibly, quote, you'll be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, but it will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand of what you will answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. And remember, Jesus also said the Holy Spirit would bring remembrance all things he said to us.
What exactly does that mean?
It means the Holy Spirit won't bring things back to remembrance if you don't know them. So we need to take steps now for our physical and spiritual education. Hopefully you love your neighbor enough to learn more to help them. Hopefully you've got true Philadelphia-era love and support of God's work. True education can help you be a success that way. True education is not a matter of luck.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.